Thank you, Miss Vivi, for the 15 seconds that I asked for. It was amazing. I appreciate your compliance. We're in a time of crisis and pandemic right now. I would
get us all killed.
Love.
Not be silent under the bed.
Yeah. Like, I'd be too high when, like, they were like, everybody, get into the bunkers now. And they'd be like, okay, the aliens are coming. You need to be silent.
And then I would be like,
Is it aliens? Is that why we're all being told to be put in our place?
I mean, anything is possible at this point.
I'm listening to a podcast right now called The Phenomenon that is a audio drama, and in it is about the world being under maybe a similar situation, except there's aliens in the sky, and when you look out, they make your body shrivel up so you can't look at the sky.
But if you're not looking, do you pop back up? You're like a daisy, like push the little daisies and make them come up.
No, you're dead. Like, you just can't look. Oh, if you shrivel up and die, yeah, you shrivel.
Oh, you shrivel up and die.
Yes,
dead.
You look up. Yes. So, like, people will look up, and then they'll shrivel
down,
and people will
see
them.
So they have to look down?
Locked out. The aliens can sense heat. The phenomenon can sense heat.
So are people wearing shit on their eyes?
No,
or?
They're living underground. Or in bunkers.
Would you really want that, though? I mean, seriously, if it were that, wouldn't you just want to take your whole family out?
Well, maybe I would anyways.
That's what I'm saying, like...
Want to take them
all
out.
You're fucking crazy. That's why I love you, Miss Vivi. Wait. Are we recording now?
We are recording now.
Oh, perfect.
Hi! Welcome to Kiss My Grits. It has been so fucking long, you guys. It has been insanely long. It has been...
forever!
There has been a lot going on. And before we get too deep into why we all might die soon, or not...
or not...
I did want to...
I mean, thanks for, you know, heightening the panic.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to give something for the sheep to run with.
Oh, yeah. We're fucking sheep, that's for sure.
We're sheep beyond belief.
Sheep.
But I did want to say, on a serious note, as serious as no research and anything could be, that I'm very thankful for you ladies. Being here, there's a lot of shit going on in my life personally, which may be why we haven't recorded, and also we're fucking lazy and don't do any research. So I'm gonna chalk it up to a triangle of three.
Yeah.
We'll
just
and
call it Bermuda.
Yes. So Bermuda. We're enjoying life, right? So our whole goal is to enjoy life.
Absolutely.
That's what we're doing, no matter what shit show unfolds. So yep. I'm very thankful for Yolanda.
Well, I'm very thankful for Miss Trucker and Miss Vivi.
And I'm super thankful Miss Vivi is here. I'm glad I'm not panicking that you're somewhere else right now.
Me too.
It's so much easier for me to track your phone when you're close to town than when you're not. Then I can make sure you're alive. So it's wonderful.
Yes.
It was all for you.
Thank you.
We knew it. Things happen for a reason. I'm a firm believer in that. Things happen for a reason.
Exactly. So we're here today to... Oh, here, let's have a little revisit of our...
Wait. That didn't work.
Hold on.
Did it?
Our fun makers?
I don't know why you both had them.
There's...
You're fucking kooky.
I know.
Yeah,
it's the best
thing. I'll bring the buzzer back for you next time.
Listen, you don't have to listen to a skanky bitch talk all day, do you?
Yeah.
I listen to you loud and clear.
Yeah, but
you don't even know the pain.
One.
You don't even know the pain.
No.
This is to,
like,
cleanse the air.
This is similar to, like, a sage burn.
I just saged. I saged the house before you got here.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
It did absolutely nothing.
I don't know.
It made me feel great. It kills bacteria. We're going to
die
from a virus.
It's that fucking virus.
I know, but I'm worried about bacteria.
Yeah,
fuck the virus seekers. So anyways, you guys, welcome to Kiss My Grits. It is a special episode of the COVID-19, what the fuck, but we're still drinking
Fireball, White Claw, bad box wine, whatever else.
Is that what you're calling it? Wait, what else? We had some vodka.
Yeah.
We also had a charcuterie,
shishuderie. I don't know.
Somebody correct us. Don't correct us. We don't give a fuck. Fuck off.
Fuck it.
We had meat and cheese and crackers and lots of bad shit because it could be the end of the world.
It's the end of the world.
Or not.
The last meal of really good cheese.
Maybe it's a purge.
I mean, if that were the case, I know who I'd be taking out.
I know who
you
I'd
all need
taken
to talk
out.
End of world theory a little bit harder.
Oh shit!
Okay, we're getting into
did
that.
You do some fucking research? Because we did not.
I didn't do any research. I pay attention and listen. Like in the universe of the purge, like it would not go down like this. Like this is more like that. Well, I think the movie. What is pandemic?
Are you sure that's not a board game, motherfucker?
Is that also? Pandemic is amazing. We gotta play that. Let's play it. Because now I have every weekend off until the end of April.
You know what? I'll bring my kids over.
Do it. No, Pandemic is good for kids.
Let's talk.
Remember, it's the little cubes. You've played it.
You should just post that on Facebook.
What? Okay. That Pandemic is good for kids? Done.
Done. Let's talk end of world theory. I'd like to hear yours because I've got a couple of my own. Go ahead.
Okay. Do I think this is? No. No.
It's not even close.
It's definitely, I believe, more at the rate of environmental. I just think that's simply true. I just think it's whether it's maybe something out of the world's control, like maybe like a solar flare or a giant meteor coming at us.
That's
versus. Which, yeah, like, I'm sure we wouldn't notice. Who cares? But I'm also very concerned about, like, climate change. I don't think there is, of course, there's never enough you can do in terms of climate change. And I think that's really going to get us. I think there's also a shitty 80s horror movie sort of thing about that. What is the cold one? Meltdown or whatever? I don't know.
Do you want me to consult the horror expert? I got
no,
a guy.
No. We're not. Oh, who? Who's our guy?
You know who our guy is, the horror expert.
Patrick?
Ooh. I mean,
Patricia?
O'Donnelly?
I'd like to know what his thoughts are on this.
Yes. Well, either way, there's that movie in the 80s where, like, I know, it's stupid. It's like global warming leads to global freeze. And then there's a giant freeze.
I don't think it was in the 80s. I think it was in the 90s when that movie came out.
I'm sorry for disrespecting you.
Well, no. I'm just saying that if it's the movie I'm thinking of, there could be a different one, but the one I'm thinking of is the same.
You might just be right. I can't tell the difference.
Oh, Miss Vivi, say that again. My nipples just got hard. Okay.
Take them while you can get them.
Listen, this is my theory. Based on your religious views, and Yolanda was raised Baptist, and those fuckers believe in some hardcore, like, Jesus is coming in the night, like a thief in the night. You don't know when he's coming. There's not going to be any warning. So here's the deal. This is a big fucking warning.
Uh-huh.
Is it going to happen now? No, I don't, because this is a big fucking warning. So if you're a firm believer in that.
Wait, is this the Baptist view?
Yeah.
The Baptist coming out?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm pretty comfortable that if that's the case and you think that this is the end of the world, then why the fuck are you stockpiling all this shit?
I think it's the rapture. That's okay. Why. Hear
then
me.
Why the fuck are people, if
stockpiling
you're believing
shit? Because I believe you don't realize what a small number of people would actually rapture. So, like, everybody else is left. Tom Hanks and
please
his wife.
Please explain the rapture to me, as you
if
know.
If you're
it.
A believer in Jesus and the rapture happens,
so
then
you're
they
the,
all
what,
just,
the best kind of person, good person, through and through, no, in pure heart.
Well, not the best kind of person, but based on what I know.
I don't believe in the J-E-S-U-S.
And
I mean,
I understand that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you what I know.
No, I mean, yeah, I need to
my
know.
My religious whatever. So, you got to be a believer in Jesus. You've got to accept him into your heart. You got to do all this stuff. And if that's the case, when the rapture happens, then everybody goes up, whether you're a good person or a bad person, because I don't give a shit who you are. That's just whatever. Anyways, But we're not going to even know. I think that when that happens, then there's going to be cars driving all over. People are just going to disappear. But if you believe
like
in that.
Like vanished?
Yeah, like vanished.
Seriously. Like they're like.
But I think we're not going to know when that happens. That's the thing. We're not going to know when that happens. So if you are a believer in that, it doesn't fucking matter. Because if you're just going to be gone if that's how you believe, right? So if you think that stockpiling shit's gonna like protect you from that, well, you're fucked because then you're gonna deal with all
okay,
the other
so
shit.
Okay, so you're saying if you believe if that is your course of belief, then you are basically
fucked.
Trash and a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. Why would you be stockpiling?
Right.
If that's your belief,
that,
because
exactly.
It's not gonna matter.
It's not gonna matter.
It's not gonna matter because
then,
if you are righteous.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
I don't know.
Saved.
If
yeah, that's the what.
Is
the
that
Baptist...
where the Jesus saves come from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Thanks for the fireball before this
yeah.
started.
You know what? There's more.
Making up
there's
words
more.
Now.
That's not a made up word. That's a legit thing.
I got a half a C too.
No,
like
no,
that
no.
bottle. Okay.
That was
so,
fireball, baby. Well, I'm just saying. Like yes.
So
if that's
okay.
What you believe,
so
if it's your religious beliefs that Jesus is coming and this is. There's not going to be a warning, so why the fuck are you stockpiling?
Okay,
there's no reason for it. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. But if that's not your belief and the end of the world is coming, then fucking learn to garden or hunt, motherfuckers, because that shit's going to be around.
Yeah.
Learn to purify your fucking water. Like, do some,
we were just talking about purifying water last night. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Wipe your ass on the grass. But there's like...
Yeah.
The shit is fucking outrageous. It's outrageous. Like, you can't.
Shit's out of control
things.
Right now.
Things are out of control.
The world is basically considered or declared to be in a pandemic right now. So there's from what I understand it from like bullshit terms and whatnot, there's like outbreaks. Did it come through?
I don't know if this is.
Praise be!
Did you
praise be?
Shit to me?
It, Facebook blocked me from sending that to you.
No,
she sent it to me.
This isn't from either one of you. This is from somebody else.
What?
It's a pandemic.
It's a pandemic of. Big black cock?
Big.
That's the kind of pandemic I want.
Yeah, right? I'm signing up for that
okay.
one.
But I'm just saying, so then it goes to pandemic. So we're on a world pandemic right now, if I understand what the fuck is going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all declared by, here's where I come into this. No, wait, you had something to say, Miss Viv. Let's hear your...
I'm just saying, if it is the rapture, I don't think most of the populace knows it's the rapture. I think it's based on less of like what you believe in, more and how you act in your day-to-day life. I think there's very few people that qualify for the rapture.
Wait, let's back up just a minute. What's that? Is that a...
It's just me making okay. sure how I enunciate. Tom Hanks and his wife got it. So what if they pass and they get to rapture on? But just it's just a lot of us who don't. Like, a majority of us are not going to rapture. And that's why people need to stockpile maybe onto it. I mean, I don't think they need to.
No.
Oh, you're saying for the people... So the stockpiling could be, in a sense, okay for the ones that are left behind that didn't get yanked from the rapture.
I guess you could say it's okay other than the fact that Yolanda was completely correct in her statement that you always have gardening. You yeah. always have the other stuff. You always have.
What
but
about
do you
the pilgrims?
Mean, what if we each owned like two cows a year? You know what I mean? Like, I think there are ways that
there are
humans
ways.
Can be
there
so
is a
efficient.
Way for a simpler life.
I think
so
we are stupid.
Why are we losing our shit over fucking Canada?
Because we are in a fast-paced, gimme
capitalism.
Gimme.
I tell you in my last episode.
We are
episode.
In a capitalist society,
I completely understand what you're saying. But if that were true, we're all fucked. This
okay.
is, if that's true, if what you're saying is actually true, and the way to go is being a communist, this is seriously, well, I'm just saying, like, I respect your opinions and your views. I hope you understand that, first of all. And I will listen to everything that you have to say because you're rational and you have a good train of thought.
Thank you.
And I really do. I don't agree with them. But I hope you understand that, first of all. But I just went to the grocery store tonight and people are losing their fucking minds over a can of fucking beans.
Yeah.
A can of fucking beans. Mm-hmm. And if people are losing their mind over a can of fucking beans and standing in line for hours for a can of fucking beans, I think that's where communists, like, many people in communist countries are standing in fucking line for a can of fucking beans or a loaf of fucking bread?
Well, okay.
That we are in practice mode for communist situations.
I really quick, before you say something, Miss Vivian, can I say my little tiny theory on communism and how I think communists want things to be as opposed to how they are? So here's the thing. And I...
What happens to my booze and my cigarettes, motherfuckers?
Did you just swallow the tab?
No, I'm trying to get the tab out.
Oh, okay.
Saving it for the school.
Okay.
That's what we want to make sure the school stays open.
Listen,
that's
guys.
That's what communists
if
do.
If we care about nothing anymore, it's about the schools and the Ronald McDonald House pop tabs for them.
That's right. And I will suck my hand for a
I'm so sorry. That was so rude.
No,
I felt great.
One more time.
I can't. I'll need to drink more. Okay, here's my thing on the whole communist thing, and it's not that I don't agree with it or think it would be amazing. Here's my problem with it. Not my problem. Here's my take on how I think how communism would work and should work, but it can't work.
The theory is
the
really,
theory
really
is
well.
Beautiful. The theory is that everybody would be equal.
Mm-hmm. If they did equal work.
That everybody would be equal.
Well, essentially, like, equal to, like, what they are capable of. You know, like, people with disabilities wouldn't necessarily always...
We're not talking about... We're taking them out of the equation. We're talking about people that have the same...
But it's your everyday person. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's beautiful. I want that. I fucking want communism for that reason. I want everybody to live their best fucking life.
Yeah.
I want everybody to live their best life. I want everybody to do what they enjoy. I want people to make music and art and fuck and fucking eat the food that they want and exercise and fucking dream or don't do anything at all or go fish or whatever the fuck makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy, I want that to be available to everyone equally. But the problem is that capitalism has taken over the world, and I don't think we're ever going to get away from that. It doesn't matter how many people stand up for the equality of it. And when you have communism in relation to capitalism, the fucking capitalists are going to fucking eat the communist alive.
Oh, here's the thing. Neither theory, you hear the word theory, neither one of them are incorrect. Neither one of them are evil. Neither one of them are. But when it is in practice, they both have their flaws. And unfortunately, I think that being a communist or communist beliefs have more flaws than a capitalist. Because, and here's why, because there's so many people that know how to take advantage of the fucking system.
Because you think they're gonna fall, they're gonna fall through the cracks.
No,
like,
I don't think that they're gonna fall through the cracks.
No, the weak people.
No, what I'm
who
saying
can't
is,
come up with their own ideas to fuck the system.
But I think the people, and we work with people like
snakes.
This.
They're called snakes,
and we've had an episode on that, haven't we?
Aren't they called cunty cunt bitch?
Sand in your crotch, whatever, whatever
crotch,
the fuck you want to call
face.
Them, it doesn't matter. Those people that are smart and know how to work a system and know how to manipulate and, you know, gazelle that shit up and or line it up or whatever and eat their young, I think those people, and there's a lot more of them than people that are willing to, like, contribute, they will take advantage of that system. So the people that are actually contributing will feel abused And
I mean, isn't that what everyday work life feels like?
This is in a fucking communist situation.
Yeah, what we are.
Where is the fucking line bread?
Hear me out. Okay. I have a direct point for everything you said. It's hard being this smart. So as far
Holy
as like
shit.
Manip- Fuck off, motherfucker.
So as far as like manipulation of like labor. As far as manipulation of labor goes and people taking advantage of labor, you better trust that it is absolutely happening more under capitalism than it is necessarily. It is happening so much. Technically, like, maybe less people than you would think, or blah, blah, blah. But, like, there is a very small population of the world that absolutely has ownership over everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And that is manipulation of labor. Okay, second point.
So you're saying because of the fact that they have ownership over labor...
That you better trust that there's more labor being manipulated.
Oh, 100%.
And actually used and stolen. Mm-hmm. But on another point, I think what you're actually going to see... Okay, if you're getting crazy, and you think that this is going to last, and you think of that, okay.
The COVID-19 is going to last?
Yes. Or anything ever in the future. If it lasts, if it becomes something that shuts down this thing and this thing, and we say goodbye to our Red Robins, and we say goodbye to our Dave and Busters, and we say goodbye to all this fat, we cut the fat, essentially. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that people maybe need to literally own livestock themselves right there in their suburban front yards. People need to, just like, even if it's a little bit, people need to, like, learn how to make their own things. People need to, like, reutilize resources that we already have and learn that way, which is very much, like, essentially what some smaller, maybe, like, neighborhoods, if you're paying attention, are doing right now, or communities.
Or farmers.
Yeah.
Ranchers.
Yeah. No, the original fucking communists.
No,
the original fucking communists. Yeah. Yes,
no, like, yeah.
I have a blanket made out of wool and a sheep that I fucking raised myself. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I totally get what you're saying.
No, like, for
get
example,
your
like,
bun in your apron, bitch.
I think you're gonna.
I got yeast, I can make bread. Might not be yeast you want, but I got it.
I think you're gonna notice that, like. That we very much are, like, able to survive without a lot of that.
Yes,
we are.
I completely agree with
and
that.
And I think you are going to see, in a sense, more, like, socialist ways of approaching. And you see that now, like already people are trying to act on maybe, like, more so. You know, you hear about certain cities maybe saying you can't evict your tenants. You can't blah, 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 blah.
But they've been doing that for a while under capitalist regime. Like,
no, like,
there's
so many, but
like, landlord, I don't even know all of the, like, again,
zero research.
Zero research, but it's hard to evict people.
No, and not just that, like, but, like, you can't do, like, now because of the illness.
If you take the panic out of every situation, people are doing people are putting chickens in their backyard.
Yeah.
They're trying to self-sustain, if that is what you're talking about.
I think people would like to be at a point where I don't think people want to be as dependent as they are on society as a whole. I think people do want to be more independent. I think they want to have the security of knowing that if they're not able to take care of themselves, they have somewhere to turn to, but they want to be independent in a sense. But I think that there's so much fucking manipulation and greed that it's really hard for people to break away from.
That's what I'm saying, though. That is absolutely what I'm saying, is you've already seen, like, in the very short period of time that, like, even as a panic it is, you see things like community bonding together, and you realize that it's less of, like, this big government. Yes. Okay, so for example. Okay, for example, St. John's in Portland, the neighborhood I used to live in, I saw them, like, on their page and everything. It's blowing up. People are offering to, like, say, you know, I work at home. I can take into, like, 10 kids during the day that I can watch if you can't watch them.
That's important.
From these ages. If you're worried about your children not receiving breakfast and lunch because maybe you're low income and they relied on it through the school, mm-hmm. I will buy you groceries. I will do this for you. Well, I'm having potlucks. And I think you are seeing in a lot of certain spaces and communities that, like, communities want to bond together. It's less about individualism, and it's more about, like, now people maybe can take a step away and realize they don't need to rely on, like, these larger systems from corporations that are trying to, like, innovate in some weird way, and realize that, like, very small amount of labor can be put towards your community, and you get, like, a really great outcome.
Like, a bunch of smaller pocket communities. And I am all for that. I think that as human beings, and as a society, and as a earth, we would definitely benefit from that more. We would benefit from, you know, we've got something that's super small.
Extra can of chili. Do you need it?
But even our small...
I've got toilet paper. Do you need a roll of toilet paper?
A lunch group of making lunch for each other. You know, you don't have to worry about something for so many days. You're sharing something that you've got with somebody one day a week, and everybody else is sharing something with you the rest of the days of the week. And doesn't that one day a week that you don't have fucking lunch provided suck? And what do we turn to? Capitalism.
Yeah.
Or sometimes on Fridays.
So yeah, maybe think about the difference.
But still...
That way, like, taking the burden off.
I agree with that. Like I said, I like that theory. I like it a lot. But the older I get, the more I realize, like, that, there's got to be, like, a happy medium between capitalism and communism. Like,
I mean, I guess you could say that was socialism in some sense.
Yeah.
And, like,
but don't tell me that everything is fucking free. Nothing is fucking free.
I think that's where there's a misconception of socialism is that...
Except, we are fucking sheep. We are living in a society of sheep.
But that's what I'm saying. So, enough people are not educating themselves on what it actually is, so they think, oh, if I do this...
But it's not
fucking free. It's not free.
You're right. It's like we contribute what we want out of it, and usually the more people you have that contribute that little bit, the less you have to contribute, and the more you get back from it. Yeah. As far as, like, healthcare, education, food, and resources, like, that's the whole idea of it. But what I'm saying is, what I truly believe is under capitalism, which is a very individualistic way of thinking, and very much, like, bring yourself up by the bootstraps and this and that, it perpetuates this idea that you need to look out for yourself. And not for the others around you. And, like, morally and ethically, like, while I understand, like, that everyone in my life, majority of people in my life, because of the society I grew up in, are capitalists, and, like, that's the way they think, and, like, that's the way we all grew up and we're very conditioned. Mm-hmm. But, like, I just think that, you know, even if it's the littlest things that you can do that are based around the idea of community, like, that can still be, like, a step in the right direction, a step towards enough.
You know what? And that's the thing. It's like, but do you have to be communist or do you have to be socialist to believe in that? Because I am.
Mm-mm.
Because that's the thing. It's like, I am a capitalist. I am. Whether I'm Democrat or Republican, I don't think I'm either one. I'm going to vote for the person that I think is going to do the best job. But I do not have any fucking issues helping my neighbor out. Not one little bit. I will, if I have the extra, I'm going to give the extra. Because I know what it's like to need it. And if I know about it, I'm going to do it without them trying to ask me for it. Because I don't like asking either.
You just want to do it because you're a generous person, and you know what it feels like. And
I think that most of us are like that.
We are. There's no reason to not be like that. But so let's talk about what's going on right now in this situation, which is, okay, a couple points on the COVID fucking craze, bullshit, pandemic, purge, fucking end of days, rapture. Whatever the fuck it is, okay? It's probably going to be nothing. Here's five different takes I have on it.
Okay.
Number one is...
never get my nails done again. Okay, number two. Never get my pussy waxed. I'm going to be a big fucking...
I haven't even gone that far.
Oh, okay,
I haven't even gone that far. No.
Okay.
Number one is... Okay. this is a total conspiracy theory.
Oh, I love them. I love them.
But it's so deep and right on.
Okay, I love it. Keep going. I'm warming up my hands because this shit's real.
And all you people who are going to be offended by this, well, I literally give zero fucks. Right? I don't care.
Research level Bye-bye. Zero.
Here's the thing. I know this isn't 100% factual because I don't research.
Okay, I love it.
But I do know that there are a lot of rich, mm-hmm. old,
yeah,
white men mm-hmm. getting sick with the COVID-19.
Interesting.
Here's my theory. Maybe the Earth is sick of your fucking shit.
And they're eliminating.
And it's like, I think it's time for you to go. Sha-na-na-na, sha-na-na-na, hey-hey, goodbye. Yeah. I feel like that's something it could be.
Yeah,
appreciate thank that. You. Appreciate that. That's the first theory, okay?
Okay.
The second theory is maybe there's something going on where we're trying to get rid of rich old white men. Oh, huh. Shit, that was the same as the first one.
Is this the Me Too movement that just stepped it up another notch? It's the Me Too fucking movement that stepped it up another notch, getting rid of all those fuckers that put us in this position in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
Maybe those women that were put in that position found a little something, put in their drinks, and those motherfuckers got sick. Again, I'm just making shit up, people.
No, I like that theory, too. That's the thing. Like, something is happening, and something is happening for a reason, okay? I don't know what it is. I'm a very firm believer of things happen for a reason, and I'm a very firm believer of shit can go just fucking haywire.
Yes.
Like, it can be, it's, what's it called? The chaos theory. It's the chaos theory. We're in the chaos theory right now. If something can go wrong, it's gonna go wrong. Shit is fucked up. You have plans in life. You want things to go a certain way. They're not fucking happening, right? It's fucked up. Like, what do you fucking do? Rich old white men mm-hmm. have been controlling the world
forever.
For a very long time. Okay? They have been. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. They've been controlling shit. Maybe this is where theory number two comes in. What kind of drinks are happening in here?
I don't know. I would like some more Fireball if that's okay. Yes, I would.
Okay.
Okay.
We're...
Let's suck this down.
Okay. I have to push stop. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
Where are we
at? We're going to do a stop. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we are back. We had a little cocktail break, a little charcuterie break.
Shootery
break. Don't worry. We're stocked up on the teepee. Yeah, okay, my first theory was we're trying to get rid of rich old white men.
Yeah.
The second is there might be aliens. There might be aliens. Here's why.
Okay.
Maybe they're having us all be quarantined and put in with our families.
Oh,
listen.
The fucking Fireball.
Exactly. Okay, let's good. Do a shot.
We're going to have to do a shot.
Let's do a shot. And put in with our families because they know some bigger shit is coming. And, like, how else would you get this many fucking people worldwide?
Miss Vivi,
pay fucking attention. How would we get this many people worldwide to just shut the fuck up, go in their corners, and maybe be with their families? Maybe because we're... So you're not getting it anymore. Maybe because we're about to be wiped out.
Okay.
Because of aliens, okay? Total bullshit possibility.
All right.
Number 3.
Okay, number 3.
All right.
I like number 3 so far because she's taking a big deep breath. Bracing herself, holding onto the table.
The Earth.
Okay.
Is sick of our shit.
Well, no shit.
The Earth is sick of our shit.
It's been spitting back.
We have shit on this Earth. We have polluted this fucking Earth. We have fucked this Earth over.
Okay.
We have.
Yeah.
We are pieces of shit.
But, okay, keep with
me. We don't have any right to be here.
We don't. Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that.
We have no right to fucking be here on this Earth.
with all the beauty that is here, and we have every fucking right to be here, but we're not fucking again. we're not respecting the earth. Quarantine.
No, you're right.
We're not. We don't fucking deserve to be here on this earth in all of the fucking beauty.
Well, that just made my nipples hard. Drink that fireball and tell me what happened to your tits.
Hold on. This is gonna get rough. Hold on. That's how you breathe if you're having a baby.
That's how you breathe
if you're doing a shot.
Get the fuck away from me, motherfucker. That's how you
Where's my birth bag, bitch?
Wait. Is the birth bag the same as a shit bag?
Should be.
It could be.
Same thing. Okay, but seriously, we have fucked this earth over. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Religion aside, personal beliefs aside, we're literally in the middle of outer fucking space in our galaxy.
Okay.
On this big blue fucking ball.
Okay.
And we have taken the biggest shit on it as human beings. We have fucked up this earth so bad. We have fucked it up.
Okay.
That we have no right to fuck it up. We've fucked it up so bad. And the earth is finally saying, and nature is finally saying,
enough.
This is enough. And I'm not saying it's that's what the COVID fucking 19 is. I'm saying, as you were kind of mentioning, maybe it is a wake-up call. But the thing is that it's not going to matter. People, when this is over, and everybody who dies, and we have our breaks from fucking school and fucking work, because that's what's happening. I mean, there's whole fucking countries that have quarantined and shut down.
Yeah.
There is a fucking... In Italy... They put out a fucking mandate that if you had the coronavirus and you were actually diagnosed with it and you exposed yourself to other people knowingly, like you left quarantine or whatever the fuck the reason was, you will be brought up on murder charges.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Which
on
is
murder charges.
Ridiculous, because how many people would... knowingly with HIV do the same shit.
Well, no, exactly. That's what I'm
saying.
A virus
is a virus. Like,
it,
why?
We're in such a crazy time, though, that the earth is basically like, let's get rid of some of you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to my number one, which is, let's get rid of the motherfuckers who have perpetuated fucking abuse and violence and fucking war and fucking sexual discrimination against fucking every being and every fucking beautiful thing on this earth, which is rich, white, old men.
Except here's the thing. I agree with what you're saying. Ugh. Except here's the problem that I'm having with that. Maybe it's not a problem so much as, like, let's think about this a second. Because there's also people who thought that they were doing things to
advance society,
better our environment. Because I remember when they went away from paper bags because it was killing our fucking trees, and we
right,
went to
right.
plastic.
Mm-hmm.
They thought mm-hmm. they were actually doing
understandable.
A good thing for our environment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I think
but that's the thing.
That's
people come up with shit, and they don't fucking... Now, don't
listen,
get me wrong. We
don't
research.
Not us.
Not one fucking bit
not
here.
Not one fucking lip.
But if you're in charge of fucking world matters, and you're going to make decisions as... corporations or conglomerates or fucking societies to say, okay, stop using paper bags because it's diminishing the tree population, which is then taking away from our oxygen, which is then lending to fucking ozone, then let's use plastic, but nobody actually researched anything to see. Sometimes you're trying to do the better good and you don't know the ramifications that are going to come from it.
Right.
We know that as a society. We know that we have to learn the hard way. But the trick is that if you're a parent of a human being child or an animal child or fucking yourself
and you do something and you know it's fucking not working in the beginning stages.
But here's
and you're
problem.
Not doing something to fucking correct it somehow in your best means.
Yeah, well, and okay,
if you know that it's damaging the oceans, if you know that it's damaging the environment, if you know all of this, but then you don't care because money takes over, because it would be too fucking hard for people to carry their own fucking groceries in their own bags, then who's the bad on? That's all I'm saying. Number three is the Earth is basically like, fuck you, you dirty fucking assholes.
Well, here's
we're
the
done.
Thing. Yeah, you're right. But the other thing is like, I think when people have said, oh, you know what, let's not use paper anymore. Mm-hmm. Let's use plastic.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent, I'm not afraid to apologize to my kids, and I don't think that you are either.
Mm-mm. It's rough sometimes.
But when you, it is rough. It is fucking absolutely rough when you have to admit that you're wrong. But there's so many of those old white motherfucking cronies that have old rich money that they've made a decision as to what, oh, this is a good idea. They never learn that lesson. Like, oh, wait. We fucked up. I'm sorry. This is not really what we want to do.
Because the greed is too deep.
It's too deep. But the thing is, it's like, they need, coronavirus is getting rid of those fucking motherfuckers who never learned how to apologize. They never learned to. Yeah, where's my fucking clinkers? This fucking shit.
Do it.
Never learned to apologize. Like, I fucked up. And I think, I know that for me personally, I would respond better to that. Like, you know what? We thought this was a good idea. We don't think it's a good idea. And here's the reason why now. Yes,
which
we
brings
said
me.
That.
Okay, that's perfect. It brings me to number four.
Wait. I got a clinker. Okay, I'm going to go ahead.
Clink it up. Okay. Clink it up. Clink it up.
Come on, Miss Baby.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Number four.
We just want to fuck hard.
We just want to fuck hard.
We just
want to hard
fuck.
Fuck
hard.
Can you agree, Yolanda?
Yeah. Oh, hell yes, I can.
Miss Vivi. More than anyone.
Oh, seriously.
Bro, do you think that maybe we're in this predicament right now? In society, because nobody's getting fucked hard enough?
Yeah, or they don't want to admit they want fucked hard.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the toilet paper shortage of 2020 is because nobody wants fucked hard.
It's the big release. It's blue balls at their finest. Who does that go back to? Rich white men.
Rich
fuck them.
Fucking white men.
No, but seriously, number
I know
four.
I want to be fucked.
Number four is like the world powers that be know what's going on. They are not fucking sharing information.
No.
They are giving it out in trickling events.
Because
all these motherfucking political fuckers are puppets. This is bullshit. Everything is being run by money and communism across the world.
That's you, Miss Vivi.
Oh my god.
No. Capitalism, sorry.
Oh, wait.
By capitalism across the world and to the other extreme, communism on the end of capitalism and communism colliding and saying you can't give everything to the people, and capitalism saying you can't take everything from the fucking people, and the world is resetting itself, and there is something that is going on as a whole entire world. Okay, this is happening to the world. This is not something that is happening in states everywhere, in the US, in certain continents. This is happening worldwide. It's maybe everybody can get fucking infected with this shit and fucking learn to be kind. Maybe everybody can learn to be a decent fucking human being.
That's not gonna happen.
I know it's not, but God, please, that would be the dream.
Well, that is the ultimate. Like, people treating people the way they want to be treated. That would be the ultimate. Like, just treat me with the same amount of respect that I would treat you.
But it's not happening.
You don't have to like me.
But it's not happening. It's not happening. Here are some things that I want to bring up about the COVID. By the way, let me tell you something, scientist. I've got a lot of respect for you.
Do you? Do you really?
I do. Your name for this fucking plague is bullshit.
Yeah.
Come up
please.
With something fancier.
Yeah, like. Okay, let's think about a name for a second. Oh, hold on. Let me think about it. It's gotta be something like catchy, because coronavirus, Nova Corona, COVID-19, that fucking shit's old.
It's stupid. I know that's your scientific name. It's done.
Well, okay, hear me out.
That's the thing! That's the thing! I got diagnosed with.
Listen. So if it's old white men who aren't fucking hard enough, that are mostly getting it, it would have to be called the Viagra virus.
Okay.
That's
I like it.
We have just renamed it.
The Viagra virus.
Children aren't really getting it much. And don't fucking comment.
Because children don't
you
use Viagra.
You research motherfuckers. Fuck you.
Yeah,
okay?
Go research
I know
shit.
Some this children is... are being plagued with it. I get it. I understand it. But not at the same level.
Except children have some kind of a... I just saw it on, my news source. The Today Show.
I'm sorry, is it called a soul? They still have a soul?
They may still have a soul. But they may be carriers, but they aren't, contracting it.
Okay, yes! Which brings me to number 5! Here's number 5.
Okay, I'm excited about number 5.
Number 5 is
so... Are we sure we're on 5 or 10?
We're on 19.
Okay, 19, perfect.
Number 5, this is as deep and dark and dirty as it gets.
Okay, I like deep and dark and dirty.
Has anyone seen Children of the Corn?
Oh, 100 years ago.
All right. Here's the thing. Lord of the Flies?
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes.
The children are not really getting infected at the same rate. The children are sick of number 4 through 1 that is happening in society, and they are going to take back this fucking planet.
Except...
Unconsciously. They don't even know what's happening. It's going to be gifted to them.
Except that, you know what's going to happen? When those little white boys turn into middle-aged white boys, then turn to old white boys?
No.
Guess what's going to happen?
No, it has to stop.
The Viagra virus is going
to
happen.
It has to stop.
I don't know. I think that we need to, seriously... It's fucking crazy. Oh, shit. There goes Trucker's tablecloth. I'm going to break out my own toilet paper.
Listen,
shut the fuck up.
Yolanda brought her own toilet paper. You know why?
Because
she's got some motherfucking respect.
It's 2-ply. That's right.
Oh, good. Now we're going to see how good Kirkland is. The truth's coming out.
Well, it wipes my ass clean.
Good.
And I know that you've got a 1-plier in there. I had to wash my hands twice.
Let me tell you. These are rough times. Nobody gets 2-ply here anymore. I'm going to go over a couple teeny little things that are on the serious note.
Okay.
That have come out. It's not. I'm just going to read you some bullshit.
Okay.
It's a big, big list
of
bullet points of bullshit that has happened. Because of this coronavirus. And then I want to talk about for a little bit how it has affected the workplace and society.
Okay, wait. Stop for just a minute.
Yeah.
What time are we on right now? Do we need to
Oh, girl, we got a fucking eternity. We have 12 minutes. No, we have however we want.
Well, I know, but do we want to do this?
We got 12 minutes for an hour.
Okay, all right.
Here, I'll read through this quick.
Okay.
I want to know how you guys feel about this shit.
Oh, I know.
Events have been canceled.
Ah, bullshit.
Fucking heartbroken. The amount of events that I was going to, participating in, volunteering for, and living my life for the past fucking year to have some sense of joy that have been canceled. The music alone has fucking busted my soul. I want all musicians that are out there, if you're fucking not able to perform live in front of audiences, flood the fuck out of social media and YouTube and everywhere with your beautiful fucking art.
Yes.
Artist, keep painting and doing everything.
Yes, don't fucking stop.
Chefs, keep cooking and creating. None of that stuff, all of that stuff that's beautiful in life, it can't fucking stop because of this. Mm-mm. You have some time. Maybe this is a reset. Maybe this is where you get your fucking muses from or your inspiration. All right.
I'm ready to be a muse.
Muse it up.
Okay.
Schools are being canceled. There's workplace precautions. There's work from home. There is a massive fear mongering. Yeah. What the fuck is real anymore? How do we know what's fucking real? How do we know what's real? There is this just a flu bullshit? Is this a new strain and people are scared? What the fuck else is going on? I feel like there's so much shit that we're not being told that we are just being fucking hand-fed from all the bullshit. Get your fucking news source from other fucking people than fucking the mainstream media.
Yes.
Dig fucking deep.
Wait. Okay, dig stop. Deep. Oh, I get the dig deep. Okay, here's the thing. I do get my information from the mainstream media.
But sorry.
Take your fucking information.
Quit that. Nope. Don't put your white claw in with leftover fireball.
I actually carry on. Like the fireball
essence.
That's exactly what I liked.
Yeah, man. She's dirty, bitch.
Dirty. I told her I look like a dirty PTO bitch. Mother. I can get away with a lot of shit.
You can.
Listen, you middle-aged white women that look like middle-aged white women. You can get away with a lot of shit.
You can get away with everything.
You can get
take
away with
on the world. Rise up.
Rise up, get fucked in the ass.
They're crying now.
They're like, do I really have to do it? Yes, you fucking
do. I didn't stack up on the key wine.
Well, that's on you.
You got find spit, some, bitches. Make
you got
it work.
Spit, you got baby oil, you got shit in your ass.
Coconut oil.
Olive oil.
Rub some lavender on your asshole. Matter. Nobody gives a shit.
Nobody gives a shit.
Here's the deal. I do get my information from mainstream. But what I know is half of that shit is unbelievable. So I take that information and I actually use my fucking filter. Use your fucking filters, motherfuckers.
You're cutting it like a fucking meth head cutting with fucking baby fucking laxative. I get it.
Lavender oil.
We can make this smell good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's like, there's a little bit of truth. I feel like, did we lose our all sense of reality?
Yes!
Like, use what God's given you, or Buddha, or Muhammad, or what the fuck ever. Or what the fuck ever. Use whatever you believe in or don't believe in. Use whatever common sense that's been given to you, and cut it. Because those fuckers are giving you information based on their own beliefs.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It's a true story. There's always some fucker.
Take your information and just cut it with what.
Let's talk about the food hoarding, the toilet paper, obviously the NBA, the NHL, the MLB.
It's a fucking cold, motherfucker.
Canceled. All of them fucking canceled. We're not getting the whole story. I don't feel like we're getting the whole story.
No.
That's where I came to, like, I think number four. Somebody correct me. Don't. Fuck off. I don't care. The aliens. Is it the aliens? Is that why they're just like, I'm not going to tell you the whole story?
Oh, I don't even know. Maybe there is aliens.
Okay. Let's talk about what matters to me.
Okay.
What's happening to the old people, the homeless people, and the poor?
See,
this is
thing.
Bullshit. Okay. Of course, I'm not an asshole, and I'm going to do what I need to do to protect my family and make sure that they have what they need. I'm going to make sure that I have planned and that my family has what they need if we're really, truly, basically quarantined to our homes, okay?
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, seriously.
Fuck me. I only have so many.
Bitch, I got like 300 board games, okay?
Okay, thank God.
You're good.
And
don't
worry.
I'm
a mile away.
You're a mile
thank
away.
Thank God.
Come on over. Yeah. But, and I've watched enough fucking Orange is the New Black to know how to make jailhouse hooch.
So we'll be okay.
Okay, good, because we're going to make some toilet hooch.
Toilet hooch? Ugh! I mean, I have a bucket. We don't have to use the toilet.
Well, whatever the fuck. Yeah, I mean, I'm not using old dirty water.
I'm not using dirty water. But I'm just saying, like, what's going on with these things? What's happening? So, in relation to the workplace.
Yes.
Okay. So, workplaces now have gotten to a point where they're basically trying to get as many of their employees that can work from home to work from home, okay? But there's not the infrastructure there for it. It's not there. Mm-mm. Because if you don't already have it set up, how are you going to scramble to do that? I mean, it's a fucking logistics nightmare. What about the fucking people that are still going to have to be out and about, all right, with all the quarantines that are happening? Mm-hmm. What about the truck drivers? I'm trucker mouth Merck. I'm very concerned for the truck drivers. What's going to happen to the people that bring your shit to you? You going to fucking be more thankful? Are they going to boycott? Or are they going to be the badasses that they are? And they're going to still fucking do what they're supposed to do.
Yes, because you know why? Because they're not fucking pussies. Mm-hmm. And they're going to take the information that they've been given, mm-hmm. and they're going to take their own precautions, mm-hmm. because they are not pussies.
So what happens?
They're not their run-of-the-mill sheep. They're just not.
No.
Because if they were, they wouldn't be driving truck. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Seriously. I mean, like, if they were.
No, I agree.
Because that is a dangerous profession. It sounds
pretty. But I've read stories recently of some of them being attacked, and some of them I'm sure are bullshit, and some of them I think are real. They're being attacked and accosted, basically,
and
like.
Do you think those motherfuckers don't pack their own protection?
I don't think they fucking can anymore with all the fucking regulations.
Do you think that they give a shit about what their company?
No, but I think that for the people who have been complying, it'll probably come to that.
Do you think that most of them are?
I don't know anymore.
I do not.
No, I think that a lot of.
My grandfather was a long-haul truck driver.
That was a different time.
I don't think it matters anymore. Like, I think that maybe it went underground, but I think the ones that are running from coast to coast, mm-hmm. they don't give a fuck who they're running for. If they're running for a company or if they're running for themselves, mm-hmm. they've got some kind of protection.
Well, I fucking hope so
because I think that
shit's
shit,
about to get crazy.
Because we've got fucking pirates.
They might not be on the ocean. Oh my gosh. They're fucking closing down basically every cruise line right now.
Yeah, they're
Air Alliance have been cut to 50%.
Ooh, we can go to Mexico for $12.
We can go to New Orleans right now for how much, Vivian?
I think it was like $42.
Yeah.
You want to go gamble at fucking Hannah's, Harahan's, Humpin's, something?
I don't give a shit. Let's go.
Gamble. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Just wipe it all down. Yes. Disinfect it. Yeah. Huh. How do you feel about what's happened? Like, what's your view? Because I don't think you've taken things, like, as seriously. No, like, I just mean, like, what's your view? You're way younger. You're half our age.
Uh-huh.
Basically. So what's your view in your clan of people? What is your view on the situation? Like, is it a situation of you're thinking, like, this is fucking bullshit, this isn't happening, but then all of a sudden all your hopes and dreams are crushing all at once?
All my hopes and dreams did really crush really quickly. That was fun. Because I do want to be in the events industry, but.
Let me ask you a quick question before you finish. Do you think that's temporary, or do you think that's permanent?
I think it's temporary, so I don't think it's, like, too worrisome. I'm not worried about, like, many of the long-term effects. I think potentially there might be more positive ones in the sense of, like, you know, like, the government is acting, like, very quickly in terms of, like, certain policies that they're even willing to talk about. Especially like things like, you know, like I was saying earlier, like even more so, like cities reinforcing like that they're not going to evict tenants, and like certain like power and water companies being like, you know, like it's okay if you miss this payment. So I think like the idea of the sense of like maybe we do need more like public reform as far as like education, healthcare, and resources and utilities and like rights go. But
except wait a minute. Okay, keep going because I have questions on that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But, like, also, it's, like, worrisome because then certain people have such apathy and unconcern with it that maybe, and then, like, you know, even though I think, like, and I also agree with the sentiment that maybe old people should just die, like, then there's also the other side of the coin where it's, like, very much, like, very many people with, like, maybe, like, autoimmune diseases and such, and like more vulnerable people are not, one, obviously, like being considered in social ways, like as far as like distribution of resources and everything. Mm-hmm. But they're also like, you know, like if we are careless with our health and this is serious, you know, like people who have like vulnerable bodies could be very much hurt, and it, you should care about that. It was very hard for me. But yeah, I do like think as the media is responsible for a lot of the panic.
I think the media is. My concern is that I do have several people in my life that are age and immune compromised.
Yeah.
That could be affected for it. And I've taken safeguards to make sure that as many of them that are in my control, that I can help and take care of. But there's so many more that are still in my life in a certain sense that I can't help and take care of. And, you know, and I get that. Yeah, you can't fucking take care of everyone. But it's so concerning because it's like, again, okay, if it's 1 through 5, aliens, purge, fucking the earth, whatever the fuck it is, whatever's happening right now, bullshit, nothing, made up, I don't give a shit. Whatever the fuck it is, it's to a point of, are we at a point where we're just like, okay, the weak are being weeded out, which then really fucking sucks in the sense of, because technology has advanced so much and because the workforce has pushed out many of the old, elderly, disabled, and...
They've already done that.
No, that's, I know, because that's what I'm saying. Because they've pushed so much of that out right now at this point, okay, and a lot of people that are elderly, not as functional, disadvantaged, fucking immune compromised, disabilities, like so many factors, okay, that are not in the regular workplace on the masses, like the general healthy public is, okay? So we push those people out, but the saddest thing that comes from all of it is the knowledge that those people fucking have, the experience that they bring. If we're all the fucking same people, who are we and what's the point? If we all believe the same way,
but we don't.
What's the point? What's the point?
That's the thing. It's like, we don't. And as Americans, we're not talking about as humans, but as Americans, we don't all believe the same thing. And I think that we've forgotten that. I think that we have gotten to that point where, like, America is great because we get to have our own opinions. We're free that we... You get to feel and believe the same. You get to be open about your beliefs. And you get to believe and be open about your beliefs. And I do too. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, we've forgotten that. And unfortunately, we've gotten to that point where it's like a pimple. Like, it's come to a head. And, like, all of our beliefs have come to a head. And something's going to pop. And unfortunately, what's going to pop is the people that are, like, on the fringes. Like, they are the homeless people, and they're the elderly people, and they're the people that just cannot make it. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about us, which, unfortunately, I can't even believe I'm going to say this, but we're what's the word, middle class? Middle class. Yeah, that's right. We're middle class. We've got a roof over our head, we've got food on our, you know, in our refrigerator, mm-hmm. and we've got, you know, like, we've got, like, clothes on our back, and we don't have to necessarily worry about what our next meal is. We might need to worry about where the next month's rent's coming from, but that is middle class anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we, as a society, have forgotten that, but we're living in a country where we're free. So you get to have your opinions, you get to have your opinions, I get to have my opinions. But the other issue is that nobody wants to hear anybody else's opinion. So when nobody wants to hear anybody else's opinion, all the fringe people are just flushed away.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where's their fucking rights?
There's
like, where's their rights as human beings?
Until there's more of us that are willing to hear and respect and honor or be respectful of somebody else's opinion and actually hear what we each one of us have to say.
I don't want to have people in my life that have the same opinion as me.
That's the thing. That's my point. Like, I don't either. Because how can we grow as humans if we can't have people in our lives that have different opinions?
You can't.
And different views. You can't, because you stay stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have people in your
life. You become comfortable. It doesn't matter if you farm in your front yard anymore. None of that matters, because you can go to the store and you can get your fucking milk.
Potatoes.
And you can buy your fucking eggs. And you can fucking get your nails done.
Yes.
And you can buy clothes from wherever. And none of it fucking matters, because you can get whatever you want when you want it if you work for it. In a sense.
Yeah.
And some
all of it. But that's the problem. That is the problem with capitalist society. But that's also the problem with communist society. I think all of it, like, yeah, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter if you're a capitalist or if you're a communist. You become stagnant in what you believe and what you think. You have to have people in your life that you are willing to hear mm-hmm. different opinions and get different. And then... and grow from it. Because if you're not willing to take
them... why has that stopped? Why has that stopped?
Because when people... I don't think it ever stopped. I think this has just come to a head. Like, we have finally come to a society where women are like, fuck, no. You're not taking advantage of me. And you've come to a point where people in middle class society, or lower middle class or whatever, are like, no fucking way. This is bullshit. We want something different. But the people that have been in power for so long, they're like, yeah, but it's been like this forever. We don't... You can't rock the boat. If you rock the boat, then it looks like this. But that's bullshit. You gotta have people in your life that are willing to challenge what you believe so you can grow as a society. And if you're not willing to do that, then guess what happens? This COVID fucking 19.
So is COVID-19 a revolution?
No, I don't think it's
Is it a revolution to a new way of life? Can you decide to live?
I don't think it's a new way of life. I think it's something that maybe brings us back to our roots.
But that's only until people can go and fucking get their toilet paper regularly.
Except what happened when people couldn't get their own toilet paper? They used newspapers, or they used grass, or they used
Girl,
whatever.
I have got like 9,000 sample cups. I'm not worried about what I can get my asshole wiped with.
I can use soap and water, and if I can't use soap and water, I can...
Yeah, it's fine.
There's plenty of things that I can figure this shit out, and that's the thing. It's like people forgotten all of our opportunities and possibilities.
What you looking
What's
for?
Going on, Miss Lady?
I was just like, you know, like tapestry, dartboard, cardboard,
yes.
hats.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yes,
dog
my
food.
Grandmother,
you know, dog food. I feel like
I don't know if you listened to some of our earlier episodes, but when I first one of my first periods, I was on a reunion with my grandmother. My grandmother was so fucking awesome. I'm not even kidding you. She was hardcore awesome. All right? Started my period. Came out of grandma like, Grandma, I don't know what to do. And she's like, here's a fucking washcloth. People aren't willing to do that. Like, people are, I think they're so afraid of saying, like, I don't know. Like, there's so many fucking, there's a purse, there's a cardboard.
I agree. People are just not resourceful. They're, like, so busy with doing things such a particular and right way that they won't just do it the smartest way.
There's toilet paper. Oh, my God, you don't have a pad. Well, I don't know. You can't have your period.
Suck it in. Keep it in.
Keep it in.
Keep it in.
Yeah, that's happening.
Listen, people. Yeah, listen,
I'm 46. I've kept it in for 46 years, motherfuckers. I can keep it in. I'm just saying, it's like, I think that when we live in a society, when we have stopped listening to other points of views and other religious points of views and other political points of views, we're fucked, and this is where we're at.
Yeah, you can't just go on.
Then we have this even whole keeled. Panic, and people don't know what to do. And well, so they buy up all the fucking beans.
People don't talk to each other anymore about things that matter.
Why do you think that is, Trucker?
Trucker mouth?
Trucker Merc. Mouth. Why do you think that is?
That people don't talk to each other?
Yeah, why do you think that is?
I'll because tell you exactly why.
Tell me why. Why do
because
you think that
people
is?
Are afraid of who they are.
That
people,
and
no people are afraid of who they are.
I agree with
people
that.
People don't want to be vulnerable and say,
vulnerable,
you know what?
Is the word.
Yeah, they don't want to be vulnerable. They don't want to give themselves up to somebody. They don't want to be seen as weak. They don't want to have a conversation of, hey, this is what I believe.
And why
this is what I
is?
Stand for. This is why I believe it and what I stand for. And then they don't, what it is where the breakdown is. They don't want to have that other person that they're standing in front of say,
you
I don't believe that.
Crazy. And why do you think that is?
Because it's hurtful.
It's
fear.
Painful.
It's painful. If I say to you that this is black and you say to me that this is white, and I'm telling you it's black because that's what I believe and what I see. Mm-hmm. And you're telling me it's white because that's what you believe and what you see. And I'm giving my all to you and spilling my soul to you and telling you, no, I'm fucking telling you, this is what I believe and this is why I believe it. And you're telling me the same thing. And I cannot see that maybe it is fucking white. And you cannot see that.
Maybe
it is
black.
Or maybe we're both fucking crazy and it's fucking a yellow fucking hat. Like, I don't even fucking know. Like, I don't know. I think it's fear. I think that people don't want to be vulnerable. I think that people have forgotten how to be close with people. They've forgotten how to have real conversations. I think that society plays a really huge role on things. I think that we get into these situations of the workplace and how you have to behave and how you have to do things, and
because
you can't.
HR comes into play.
Yeah, like I get, like, yes, there's certain things that need to be in place for the protection of others.
Yeah.
And with that comes so many things to where people cannot fucking be who they are. And do I want some fucking racist, sexist fucking asshole telling me what to do? No, I don't. And then that racist, sexist fucking asshole can come back and say, why can't I be like this? Right? But I have a choice in life. And my choice is to not interact with that person. But instead of...
But I want a paycheck, too.
I want
so
a paycheck, too.
I have to play the fucking game.
I have to play the game. But also, instead of saying, like, hey, I don't want to interact with that person, but I can interact with you because I can have a civil conversation with you about what I believe in and what you believe in, and I don't have to have your maniac fucking ideals fucking imposed on me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't just because I don't believe what you believe
doesn't mean that we can't be friends.
It doesn't mean that at all. And
actually, that's kind of what I like.
No, that's the thing. Like, because that's you are totally on a different level of belief than I am.
Well,
and I'm on a different level, and I think there's a lot of things that we believe in the same.
Honestly, I think, yeah, you're exactly right. We have different belief systems. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. What I really, really like is that we are in totally different belief systems. But what I also like is that you actually hear what I have to say when I say it.
And I think you hear what I have to say. That's the thing.
And I'm not going to judge you.
No, and I'm not going to judge you.
And that's where I think we all want.
But also, you don't expect me to believe in anything that you believe in.
Yeah.
And I don't expect you to believe any fucking thing that I believe in.
No.
And, like, it can happen, people. It can happen.
It can happen. And here's the other thing. Here's the other thing that I really like.
And you're, like, totally, you're on a different spectrum. And you're on a different thing. Miss Vivian, you're like, you're a different, like, yeah, like,
Parker, let's be honest about this. When we first started talking, that was a lot uncomfortable.
That people don't want to be uncomfortable. So what?
But that's what my point. It's
but
like,
here's why. This is why people can't do it. They can't.
We, as we've become closer as friends.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, it's become easier. It's like, okay, you know what? I get to have my own beliefs.
Yes.
You are still going to be my friend no matter what I believe.
Yeah.
No matter what you believe.
Yes.
We get to have our own beliefs. But I think this is so, like, bigger than just us. I think this is so paramount in where we're at right now in a society.
It is.
People are so afraid to communicate with other people that have different beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So then they stop. They stop talking to people that have different beliefs because they don't want to be judged. They don't want to be shown as an outcast. They don't want to be shown as a weirdo or whatever the case may be. When the case is like, maybe those people just need a little bit of a different perspective.
Well, people can't understand. People are hurt when people don't understand how they feel. And sometimes if you let go of your ego.
That's a big one.
And let go of your pride.
Which goes back to, I don't have any issues apologizing to my kids.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a big ego.
It sucks. It fucking, it feels,
messes you up.
It feels like shit. It
does not feel good.
But like, I fucked up so much. Oh my God. I don't even know how much I fucked up my kids.
We're not gonna talk about that.
I don't even know how much I fucked up my kids. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's at a, like, who even fucking knows? Like, do I need to go through all the ways that my parents fucked me up?
No.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't even get to that fucking point of,
no.
If you just listen to people.
Yes.
What they have to say.
We all want the fucking same things.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, we all want the same things. We want the people that we love taken care of. We want ourselves taken care of. We want our environment taken care of. Like, mm-hmm. We all essentially want the same thing. How we're going to get there might be two different ways. But we all want the same fucking things.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can hear what each one of us have to say, that might change the way everybody looks at it. But the problem is like, people are so afraid to be uncomfortable for a minute. Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have this virus so we can all fucking be quarantined at some certain level and
fucking, I'm shooting all you motherfuckers.
Get back to yourself. Get back to yourself first so then you can go fucking interact with society. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm gonna call. I think there's some like weird fucking bullshit going on.
I don't think we're being told everything. I don't either.
You know they don't tell us fucking they, whoever they is. We've had this conversation so many times.
The old white men.
Is it?
Yes, I do.
What do you think about COVID-19, Vivian?
Do we want this on the next podcast?
What I think?
Yeah. Next podcast.
It'll pass.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Tried and true, that's what they all do.
This, too.
Oh.
This too shall. It'll do something. Something will happen. What will it do? It will